Well, the mayor of Boston has voiced concern over the detention and deportation of an Iranian cancer researcher who was traveling to the U.S. on a valid visa.
In general, we get concerned about the travel ban because many of the researchers and scientists come from those countries. And, you know, if they can't be allowed to come in here and work at the world-class universities, then there's a problem.
Marty Walsh also pledged to press for more information to determine why the researcher and his family were denied entry to the U.S. Mohsen Dehnavi was detained at Boston Logan International Airport along with his wife and three children. He was traveling to the U.S. to work as a visiting scholar at Boston Children's Hospital. The hospital protested the incident, saying the reasons for the detention were unclear. In late June, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a revised version of Trump's executive order that banned citizens of six Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. The order, however, did not apply to travelers with valid visas. Trump's initial travel ban caused days of chaos at U.S. airports with crowds of people holding protests against the move. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has plunged into another Russia-related controversy. Trump's eldest son has admitted to have met with a Russian lawyer to get dirt on his father's Democratic rival Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is further played into the hands of the congressional and FBI investigations who were probing alleged collusion between the Russian government and the Trump team. Here's a report on that.
The plot has thickened over Russia's possible role in helping U.S. President Donald Trump come to power. In the latest chunk of the scenario, the president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has released emails acknowledging that he had met with a Russian lawyer before last year's election. Trump Jr. says he conducted the meeting to hear what the lawyer had claimed to be damaging information about Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton.
Someone has information on our, you know, things are going a million miles an hour. You know what it's like to be on a campaign. We just won Indiana, but we're talking about a contested convention. Things are going a million miles an hour again. And hey, wait a minute. I've heard about all these things, but maybe this is something. I should hear him out.
Trump Jr. also slammed the Democrats and the media for hiking up the issue, saying he had just an ordinary meeting with the lawyer and had no idea whether she worked for the Kremlin or not. The Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya has also admitted that she met with the Trump team, saying two other campaign officials, namely Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner and his campaign manager Paul Manafort, also attended the session.
All I knew that Mr. Donald Trump Jr. was willing to meet with me. I could recognize the young gentleman who was only present in the meeting for probably the first 7 to 10 minutes, and then he stood up and left the room. It was Mr. Jared Kushner, and he never came back, by the way. And the other individual who was at the same meeting was always looking at his phone. He was reading something. He never took any active part in the conversation.
The U.S. House Intelligence Committee says it wants Donald Trump Jr. to appear before a panel to answer questions about the June 2016 meeting.
We'll certainly want him to come in. We'll want everyone connected with this meeting to come in. We'll want any documents that they may have. You know, plainly, as we saw the constantly evolving stories from the president's son, we cannot rely on any public representations that are made by the family about their contacts with the Russians.
Skiff suggested that the controversial meeting could be just the beginning of the Trump campaign's links to Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump has defended his son's release of emails, saying the move showed his transparency. Moscow has also rejected allegations that the lawyer has links with the Russian government, saying Kremlin doesn't even know who she is. A group of protesters picketed outside the White House soon after the news came out. The demonstrators called on authorities to investigate the president and his son's alleged breach of law.
Nobody is above the law.
Americans deserve to know the facts, and it'll ultimately be young people like me who have to clean up this mess long into the future. We will remember how congressional Republicans act in the face of this evidence, and we are going to be the ones holding them accountable for what they do in the next few days.
Trump has already fired his national security adviser, Michael Flynn, and former FBI director James Comey over controversies related to the alleged Russia links. The issue has played well into the hands of his opponents. The question now is, how much more can his administration take?
We're going to go back to one of our previous stories. The mayor of Boston has voiced concern over the detention and deportation of an Iranian cancer researcher who was traveling to the U.S. on a valid visa. Author and commentator John Stepling joins us now from Norway to share with us his thoughts on the incident. Mr. Stepling, apart from hampering international travel, this goes pretty far in tarnishing the image of the Trump administration as well.
Well, tarnishing the image of the Trump administration is an indoor sport right now. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. They do it to themselves relentlessly. Yeah, but this is a shameful incident, and it speaks to a sensibility in this administration, in all of his appointments in the State Department right now. That is happy with waging one kind of war or another, economic, military, political, against the global South, against Iran, the Middle East, the Arab world in general, and they're not going to be put off by any ideas of embarrassment or their moral bankruptcy in this. But of course it's shameful, and there's people that are acutely aware of the clumsiness and vulgarity of the Trump administration, not just Trump himself, who is a fool, but his appointments. I mean, people like Nikki Haley are just wildly incompetent. And Attorney General Jeff Sessions is, I've said before, I'm sure the worst will go down as the worst attorney general in the history of the country. So it's nothing that the response to it is not going to change policy. These are people who are bigoted, xenophobic, and imperialist, and they see nothing wrong with that. They're proud of it. I'm sure there are many in the Trump administration that think this was a good thing.
What about the outcome of this travel ban? We know that after going back and forth through various courts, they did implement a watered-down version. Do you think that this watered-down version will also be challenged in court yet again in the United States?
Sure, they're going to be challenged. They won't hold up ultimately, but I suspect that the Trump White House will keep issuing new versions, and this will go back and forth. The legality of this is doubtful, but that's not going to change anything, not with this administration. And you know, he's the Trump people, the attorney general, are playing to a certain part of the Trump base here. But you also have to look at who's calling the shots in the Trump White House. I mean, I suspect that the influence of the Pentagon is huge. Under Obama, the influence of the CIA was huge. Under Trump, the influence of the Pentagon is huge. And the Pentagon is currently targeting Syria and then Iran and participating in the near genocide in Yemen. So the fact that this man was Iranian, feeds into this kind of intolerance and xenophobia.
Thank you very much, sir. Author and commentator John Stepling joining us from Norway.